This is North Sound One. Best bits.
This is Craig McDonald with North Sound One's Best Bits for week ending 11th of May 2014. Coming soon, we'll hear when Stu was talking to Kit Harington, a man he has never seen on Game of Thrones. Also, we hear him chatting to Ashley Roberts, ex of Pussycat Dolls. But first, let's catch up with this week's £1,000 Thursday winner.
Hello?
Honey James from North Sound One. Who's this?
Elsa.
Sorry?
Fowler. Elsa Fowler.
Hi, Elsa.
Oh, my God.
You sound happy,
you
Elsa.
You do.
I am happy.
We like happy people.
Yeah, we love happy people on a Thursday. Where are you just now?
I'm in my flat.
In your flat. Where's your flat?
In Aberdeen, on Hutchins Street.
All right, okay. What have we got planned for tonight, then?
Well, we're just chilling after coming home from work.
All right.
Not much.
Word.
Chilling.
Just chilling.
When you say we, who else is in the flat with you?
My fiance.
All
right.
So when are you getting married?
June the 28th.
Wow, that's really soon.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, have you got everything booked and planned? Everything's done, yeah?
It's all sorted.
Is it? Great.
Oh, wait a minute. All sorted?
Yeah.
All sorted.
That's organisation.
Girls are always organised. I've told you, Craig.
All right, okay.
Anyway, I don't know what I phoned you up for now. Oh, yeah, you've won £1,000.
Oh, my God, thank you. I can't believe it.
You're getting a couple of visitors coming soon.
£1,000!
Oh, my God.
And you've got everything done for the wedding, so you can spend it on cool stuff like, well, I don't know.
TVs.
TVs.
Yeah, TVs, I like that. I've just got a flat.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all working out just beautifully.
Well done, you.
Oh, my God, thank you very much.
We're gonna dispatch the guys now with the cash, okay?
Okay, yes, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So, £1,000 Thursday, we find ourselves in Aberdeen, and Elsa is this week's winner. Hi, Elsa.
Yay, hi.
Yay, you were really excited on the phone.
Very excited.
Yeah, because you've got lots of big plans coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, we do.
So, what you got?
A wedding, mm-hmm. And we're moving into a house that we've just bought,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to New York in November.
Wow, this money is spent already.
It's already spent. Yeah, it's gone. I've planned it all already.
So, this is your lovely fiancé. What's his name?
Stuart.
What will Stuart be getting?
Not much.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations, Elsa and Stuart, kinda.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, it's Kit Harington.
Kit Harington, oh, that's the wrong information. It's not a good start, is it? Then I'm going to tell you I haven't seen Game of Thrones either. That's even going to be more awkward. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, good. Part of one of the biggest TV shows of all time. That must be a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's being touted as that, isn't it? It's weird hearing people say that. I don't know if it's just sort of whether I haven't really thought of it that way or whether I'm just naive. I don't know. I guess it's kind of got very big.
Now, when the girls at the office, and to be fair, a few of the lads found out we're talking to you this evening, the questions came rolling through into the studio. So I'm just going to fire some of these off. We'll talk about the movie shortly, but if we can get through some of these first, that would be awesome.
Sure.
Question number one, who is your favourite Stark sibling and why?
Rob Stark, because I'm just best mates with him in real life.
They say you should always name a sword. What would you name yours?
I just thought of a really bad one.
Oh, say it. What is it, kid?
No.
Is it not radio friendly?
No, it's definitely not radio friendly.
So the sword's quite a manly name, isn't it? You couldn't really call it anything like Daisy. Like, that would just be...
Let's call it Daisy.
Daisy the Sword.
No, I reckon you could call it a woman's name. That'd be a lot better.
Daisy Angela. The Sword. Angela. That could work.
Yeah.
And finally, what is the thing that you do with your tongue that everyone talks about?
It's this thing. Get to season 3.
Right.
And you'll kind of find out. It's a bit of magic.
All right. Just a couple more for you. These guys wanted to come into the studio and ask you a question. So first up, it's Jonathan.
His character, Jon Snow, is part of the Watch in the show. And to go to the wall, you have to give up quite a lot, I think it's fair to say, as a bloke.
Mm-hmm.
But my question to him would be, what are the 3 things you would never give up, no matter what, even if the consequences were dire?
Salsa, the sauce and the dance, probably. I wouldn't give up cigarettes.
The important things in life.
And yeah, let's get the important things out of the way. Sleeping in.
Oh, isn't that a beauty? When's the last time you got a good sleep in?
I couldn't tell you, mate, honestly. I really couldn't. Not for a long time.
All right, one more question, and then we'll talk about this new movie you're in.
Hi, Kit, yeah. I'm David. I'm a massive Game of Thrones fan, so much so that me and my friends sit down every week to watch it, and we always sing the theme tune as well.
How does that go? All right, on with your question.
My question is, if you were to play any other Game of Thrones character in this show, who would it be and why?
Hodor. Because I'm just not very good at remembering lines.
This is North Sound 1. Best bits.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Welcome to In Demand.
Thank you for having me.
You've had a very busy couple of weeks. I've been following you online. You've been twerking up a storm or booty popping.
That's what I do.
You've been hanging out with Joey from Friends.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Joey.
And releasing a brand new single.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
It's exciting times.
Right, what should we talk about first? Booty pop, we've seen the video. Joey. God, I love that guy. Is he a friend of yours?
I just met him that night, but so down to earth, really cool. And we just had a good time. I think because we're both American, we immediately were like, oh, yeah, what's going on? Let's talk about home.
Yeah. Home stuff.
He shoots. He shoots like 3 months out of the year in the UK for a show. So that's cool.
Be honest, first time you met him, to me, he's Joey. Were you trying to, you know, like get him to do some of those lines when you're out? Like at first you'd have been trying to be cool. And then once the vino starts flowing, I'm thinking, go on, give me a how you doing.
I didn't. Actually, no, I know. I guess I'm not that cool. I don't know. I just was talking to him and he's a totally like down to earth chill dude.
Very cool. Congratulations on the single.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
It's exciting. I feel like I'm probably feeling everything I should be, which is excited, nervous, anxious, but I'm just grateful that I get to do it.
Now, I'm glad you didn't wear the jacket from the video in today because that thing looks lethal.
It is. It's like a weapon.
Was there any incidents on set with that? Like the jacket, it's like a leather jacket, but it's got more spikes than anything I've ever seen.
That was actually made for me. But no accidents. I kept my face forward for most part. Didn't want to have any side cheek stabs.
Because you could do some damage. Like if you were dancing in a club with that jacket on and someone was trying to booty pop you or something and you didn't want it, you could...
I feel like a dinosaur.
Yeah,
right?
You could. You take someone's eye out with that. It'd be amazing. Get out of the way.
It's really heavy.
So the track Clockwork, how did that song come to it being on the radio?
Well, Red Triangle and I got together and they're awesome, by the way. And the song it's just something I feel like people can relate to. I could relate to it, which is that relationship that you know is... You shouldn't keep going back to it, but you do. It's passionate, it's exciting, but it might leave you with a little bit of scars. But it's kind of good, but it's naughty, but it's good.
Why do we go back?
I don't know.
Why do we go back every time?
I think it's like just, it's that passionate kind of stuff where it's naughty and you're like, why am I doing this? But it feels good, but it feels not good. And I don't know, it's a head trip.
When you're singing that song, is there one person in mind that it's kind of, you know, directed to? Would that particular person have heard the song by now?
I don't know.
There's been no tweeting, no Facebook action, no...
You know,
listen, I sang the song.
Listen to that.
I
don't even think I'd give him that satisfaction.
Hello.
Hey.
Denied. Hey, I'd like to play a game with you.
Okay, let's do it.
This is called What Pops.
Sweet.
What Pops. Now, I'm going to put some words in front of you on a screen, and I just want the first either thought, the first word, or the first story... that pops into your mind.
Oh, God, this is dangerous.
Dangerous in a good way?
I don't know. We'll see.
Are you quite like an open kind of free speaker, speak your thoughts kind of thing?
Yeah, we'll just see what happens, right?
All right. Okay, let's roll it. Okay, number one, what pops? Dancing.
What I love the most in the world, and it's the best thing. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel sexy. It makes you feel alive.
Wow. It's getting hot in here. It's getting hot. Do you have a go-to dance move?
It's usually a little bit of a booty pop. We're sitting there like,
All right, what pops? What's next?
And deck. I think of my homie.
Together.
Yeah. Ant's awesome. Takeaway, do it with the boys. Love them. So that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Be honest. Have you ever seen them apart?
No.
Because I can imagine.
Yes, I did once.
Really?
I did once. Ant was sick, and it was for the... it wasn't the NTAs. It was some award show, and Ant couldn't make it, and Deck was on his own. And it was strange. I'm not going to lie. It was a little bit like, are you all right? You okay over there?
Is everything all right?
Do you want me to come over and rub your shoulder?
To be honest, I can imagine them having bunk beds at home. You know, like, so it's, hey, it's time to go to work. You all right? Oh, come on, Ant, let's go, Deck.
I know.
I brought a girl home. She can stand in the bottom bunk.
You're hearing 7 days worth of best bits. North Sound 1.